Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, Cav Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Good morning. Thank you so much for waking up this morning. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced in cooperation with Community Highlights and Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. The Michael Van Tool Show is brought to you in part by the Law Office of Warrior Lawyer Johnny Hawkins and Ram Insurance and Financial Services and Joe Lunghammer Chevrolet, home of Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. The Sunday morning team is here. Let's go down the list. First of all, our lifestyle editor, author, speaker, podcaster from the Batchelor Davis Group, Kimberly Batchelor Davis. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Sunday morning team, and good morning, Detroit. It's great to be back.
Yes, we missed you last week, and we're glad that you are back, and we're so excited that you're here and back on the radio with us. And now also a prophetess, minister, songstress, devotional leader, Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews. Good morning, Evangelist.
Good morning, everyone. I also missed you all last week, and I'm happy to be back this week. Good morning to our listening audience as well.
Yes, good morning, and glad you're back also. We've got power-packed information this morning on the show, and we hope that our political analyst, Henrietta Ivey, is able to join us this morning, too. You heard me mention about Regina, the Queen of Car Loans at Joe Longhammer Chevrolet. If you're looking to buy a car, if you really got to get one now, you can't wait it out because, you know, there's high demand for cars, new and used. So if you want to buy a car, don't wait too long. Call Regina, the Queen of Car Loans at 248-218-9808. Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, he's not only a personal injury specialist, he also handles civil litigation, breaches of contract, police misconduct, guardianships, conservatorships, deceased estates, creation of living wills, power of attorney and trust, and so much more. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, because he will fight for you. His number is 248-567-9990. Again, my condolences to the family of James Tatum. You know, James Tatum was the founder of the James Tatum Foundation for the Arts, and it was founded in 1987 by a group of concerned educators and civic leaders. I cherished the few years that I served as vice president of the James Tatum Foundation for the Arts. You know, Mr. Tatum taught music at Murray Wright High School and conducted musical workshops at Wayne County Community College District. The funeral was held on Friday at Westminster Church on Detroit's west side. Mrs. Tatum was recognized for her love and devotion and for being by his side and supporting him for over 42 years and for attending all of those foundation events over the past 30 years. Very dedicated and very much a couple in love and supporting each other. We will miss James Tatum. Let's take a break. When we come back, we've got the latest in news and weather right after these messages.
You've waited long enough. You deserve this chance. Now is the time to get the royal treatment from Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Purchase your new car or truck at her new home, Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford.
Hi, this is Regina, the Queen of Car Loans.
Let me worry about your credit and down payment. Together, we'll find a way. That's my job. I want you in the driver's seat. So let's look at your trade-in, your monthly payment, and do a credit review. Let's take advantage of Joe Longhammer's wide selection of cars and trucks so I can put you in a car today. It's okay to call me right now. 248-218-9800. Even though I'm the queen, I answer my own phone.
Hurry to the new home of Regina, the queen of car loans, Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford, or call the queen's helpline at 248-218-9808. Chevrolet. Find new roads.
Whether you're buying your first home or planning for retirement, RAM Insurance and Financial Services have got you covered, literally. We're a full-service, family-owned and operated, independent insurance agency that offers all-encompassing services for our clients. Here, we work with different companies to keep you protected. We operate through holistic planning, keeping you safe through all of life's milestones. From auto, home, life, and health, business, or retirement services, it's all about you.
At RAM Insurance and Financial Services, it's about relationships, not transactions.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight. I promise you that everything is going to be
alright. We are back. Thanks for getting up with us Sunday morning here on blogtalkradio.com. Those of you who are listening online, thank you for tuning in. Those of you who are on the phone, thanks for dialing in. In the news this morning, according to CNN, as many as 17 American missionaries have been reported kidnapped by gang members in Haiti on Saturday, including 14 adults and three minors. A source in Haiti's security forces told CNN, the source cautioned that the investigation is ongoing and more information will be available today. The missionaries were traveling by vehicle Saturday north of Port-au-Prince after visiting an orphanage. CNN has reached out to the Haitian Justice Ministry and the National Police, but they have not commented yet. A global fuel crunch has caused U.S. oil prices to skyrocket, pushing gas prices to hit a fresh seven-year high of $3.27 a gallon on Monday. Prices have nearly doubled since bottoming out at $1.77 in April 2020. Alexis Wiley, campaign manager for Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan, again affirmed that the mayor has made it clear that he is not going to engage in a debate with challenger Anthony Adams. After candidate Anthony Adams held a press conference and took his supporters to Mayor Duggan's front door demanding a debate on the issues, Alexis Wiley added, "I think what we saw outside the mayor's house today was an example of why we are not going to debate Adams." Adams, who was once deputy mayor for former Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick, says Duggan isn't doing enough about high taxes, transportation issues, and city services. In the August primary, Mayor Mike Duggan won 72% of the vote. Adams received 10%. Wiley said the time Adams spent outside the mayor's house could have been spent connecting with Detroiters and sharing ideas. My team here has been in talks with the Adams campaign to appear and talk about the issues with me, Missionary Humphrey, and the Sunday morning team. The election is Tuesday, November 2nd. Stay tuned as we welcome candidate Anthony Adams to the Michael Van Tool Show soon. The storied Northland Mall in Southfield, Michigan, just north of Detroit, is reinventing itself as the new Northland City Center. October 7th marked the groundbreaking on phase one of a new mixed-use redevelopment project in the heart of Southfield. The new city center will meet more modern needs of retail, residential, and office development. Crews are busy demolishing and clearing debris from the legendary and historic mall that closed in 2015. The 100-acre property is owned by Bloomfield Hills-based Contour Company, which received a $26 million tax credit to clean up the site. The property contains a little-known underground garage that holds up to 1,000 cars. The site will include 15 buildings and a park. It will be completed in 5 years. All right, team. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, the floor is yours.
Okay, good morning, everyone. So I wanted to share, normally I share a nice heart-wrenching story. I wanted to share with you guys my experience this last past week. I was on a short vacation. I traveled to Massachusetts, and I was on my way back home, and I had to fly out of Albany, New York, and I was on Southwest. So you remember that last weekend, Southwest decided, so over 2,000 flights. I have to share this story because it is still amazing to me that this actually happened, and I have flown for many, many, many years and have never had an experience like this. Got to the gate, was there on time, had my coffee in hand, and was ready. I was the fourth person to board. I was excited. I had my boarding pass and everything ready. The gentleman at the desk called and said, we're about to start pre-boarding pretty soon. Give us about 15 minutes. 15 minutes later, he comes on and he says, oh, we're running a little bit behind schedule. We're waiting for the crew to arrive. Okay, we all see our plane sitting there. We all know that the pilot has arrived. We've seen the pilot. He checked in. He walked in front of all of us. So another 15 minutes, we're sitting there, and the gentleman comes back on again. This is a comedy show. If I wrote this as an author, you guys would have laughed at me and said, Kim, this isn't realistic. This doesn't happen. Another 15 minutes later, no lie, the man comes out and says, I got to run over to the other terminal to go get the crew. And so everybody's like, wait a minute, what's going on here? So then another 15 minutes, because it's about 15, 20 minutes between each announcement, he comes back again and says, look, y'all, the crew is here. We can't find them. We know that they're not on another plane. They're staying here locally. They were telling us all this. And, Michael, you know as a professional, as a communication professional, it's some things you just don't say. But they were telling it all, and I was just like, wow. And then I was supposed to fly out at 10:30. So I was at the airport a little bit after 8, because, you know, you're supposed to be there a couple hours. And Albany International is a very small airport. However, you still got to go through security like everybody else. And it was a holiday weekend. So it was still busy. Packed. At probably 11:15, we were supposed to leave at 10:30. They canceled the flight. But before that, because you guys know, as the Sunday morning team member, I like to ask questions. So I said, well, what happens if the crew doesn't show up? Little guy picked up the microphone. And he was like, I'm not authorized to answer that. And we were just like, really? So when they canceled the flight, they were just like, flights can't tell you. You got to go to the ticket desk and talk to somebody. We had a full flight. There were no flights out of Albany that were going to Detroit or Florida or Baltimore, which is the primary hub.
Well, what did people do? What did you do, and what did other people do?
So we all did the same thing, Michael, and that's a great question. We started looking for flights. There were flights that were $1,000. No lie, I'm not going to call. I won't call out carriers.
Oh my goodness!
There are carriers,
but did you have to buy?
Under
did
Southwest.
You have to buy? Did you have to buy a whole new ticket?
Yes, I did. So let me speed it up a little bit.
So there are
carriers that are under Southwest that are supposed to be cheaper, discounted rates. They were $350. And I was pissed because I said, I've already spent $700 on a round trip for this. Why am I spending $300-something? Train ticket was $550. My husband and my friends, we were all looking for something. My girlfriend lives in Boston. We were there to celebrate a birthday, particularly her birthday. So I ended up, we were at a resort. The resort had sent us transportation, so the resort was kind enough to send transportation back to get me so that I could come back and ride back with my girlfriend to Boston, where she lives, and fly out the next day on Logan International, and I got the last flight out on Delta. And I'm saying that specifically because Delta is my new favorite right now. They were able to get me out, but that flight was full, and they were asking for volunteers to give up their seat so they could get other people on. It was chaotic, but I want to give us a scripture because I always do, and it's my favorite scripture, which is Jeremiah 29:11. I know the plans I have in mind for you, declares the Lord. They are plans for peace, not disaster, to give you a future filled with hope. While all of that was going on, I was like, how do I get home? How do I get home to my children? My husband had to go back to work, all these different things. And the Lord provided. So I am grateful to be back. That was my amazing journey that I had, and I just needed to share that.
What a story. But the thing about it, you know, you're in good spirits right now. I know there was a lot of emotion, and I know there had to be some angry people.
Very. Because they just gave us vouchers.
And you were coming back home. Your husband was coming back to work. But, you know, some people, there were other things that were very, very important that were at another level in importance that were missing. I did have an opportunity to talk to a couple of people that was in a similar situation this week. And the stories were very similar. And people were missing weddings. They were missing birthdays. They were missing connecting flights for vacation, and for them to just leave you like that without any. First of all, they're lying.
They were.
You know, they knew that, and I don't know what were some of the real issues. Why isn't Southwest flying these planes on time?
So the story that I've been told is that it was weather. Every person that I talked to, because I talked to a lady who Southwest had lost her luggage, and she had life-saving medication in her luggage. And she had a journey because she was barely able to get to her godmother's funeral. And she said this is a person that had such an impact on her life. And she was supposed to be there in the morning. She ended up getting there before the services and then was supposed to come back. So a lot of people had trips planned like that where you just go and you come back. And she was trying to get to Baltimore. And so from where I was, which initially I was in Lenox, Massachusetts, and then, of course, traveled to Boston. Boston to Baltimore is not that long of a drive, nor is it that long of a flight. It's actually only 55 minutes. However, because they were rerouting planes, for some reason they were doing this trip where every plane had to go through Orlando, and you had to sit in Orlando for like 8, 10, 12 hours. And what Southwest did, they put me on another flight, but I would have had to fly from Albany, New York to Chicago Tuesday, so the next day. So I would have had to stay in the airport. If I couldn't go anywhere, I would have had to stay in the airport because they didn't offer us hotel vouchers. They offered us travel vouchers. And I would have had to stay in Chicago and be there overnight and then fly home again on Wednesday from Chicago to Detroit. I told them, I said, that's not acceptable. You have to figure out something. The 800 people were calling me when they canceled the flight and said, hey, we know your flight's canceled. This is what we've done. I said, can you put me on another flight? I'll go sit in Orlando for 8 hours if you can get me home tonight. It's still morning. And the lady on the 800 number said, I don't have the authority to do that. You have to go to the ticket desk. But when I got to the ticket desk, by that point, I knew there was another flight for Delta that I got on. And so I asked the gentleman who was at the Southwest ticket desk, can you transfer me to that? He said, we can't do anything with another airline. So they were making it so much more difficult, where if you are on Delta, United, American, or any of those, they typically will switch you to another carrier and put you on another flight. Southwest would not do that. So I've complained. I've been on Twitter. I've been on a lot of places. I'm still trying to get a refund, but they keep throwing travel vouchers at me.
Yeah.
And there's a lady I know who her parents weren't, they missed, because of the cancellation of flights, they missed her wedding. And she has been very vocal about it. She was on CNN and a few other places. And she's like, there's nothing that Southwest can do because you ruined my wedding. My parents were
yes,
not there.
Right.
So her entire...
That's what I was saying. There's some
mm-hmm,
things they cannot
mm-hmm.
fix. They can't fix it.
Right.
And you know what? If they can't fix it, give me some money. Pay for it. You're going to pay
right.
for it somehow,
right.
you know?
Exactly. Exactly. And there were lots of families with children on my flight. So I was looking at people, and when I say Albany International, for those that are in the Metro Detroit area, Detroit Metro Airport is probably 10 times the size of Albany International. It's not that much. There's like four
really?
Or five restaurants. Yeah. No, it's very small. There's the Millionaire
wow.
Airport that's next to them, and then there's Albany International. Now, they fly everywhere. That's fine, but there's not a lot. It's very condensed. It is small. So to have people sitting in the airport, there are no comfortable lounge chairs like where you can lay, like where some airports you see that where people can be in a long layup. No, these are just regular benches, chairs, that type of thing with bars in between. So I don't know how people survived. I don't know if people found hotels in Albany. Again, it's the capital of New York, but it is very small.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I bet there are some real heartbreaking stories. Every story
mm-hmm.
is hard to – I mean, I just imagine myself going through what you went through. I know I would have been upset. I mean, you know, with my family traveling.
Upset.
Yes. And
mm-hmm.
then to have a plan B.
Yes.
and then you got to have money available for this kind of
you
stuff
do.
For emergencies
you
when
do.
You're on. My mom told me a long time ago that was one of the lessons that I learned from her over the years, and one of them was she told me because we traveled quite a bit as a family
mm-hmm.
from day one, and she said when you go out of town, make sure you have money and of them because you do not want to be stranded. She said she learned, you know, she's a Salvation Army retired officer. She went to a Salvation Army convention in Canada once. She left. We were living in Bermuda at the time, and she left for the convention, and she miscalculated how much money that she would need
oh, wow.
at the convention.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
mm-hmm.
but this was before all this technology and all these different payment systems and stuff. Now, you know, this was back in the day. This was prior to
mm-hmm.
1960, okay? So
mm-hmm.
just picture
mm-hmm.
this. So she was at a convention in Toronto, and after a few days, she was kind of running low. She ran so
mm-hmm.
low that she ended up having to have salad. Eat a salad. You know how people do. You have I'll order the salad, you know, or
right.
soup and coffee.
Mm-hmm.
But you
uh-huh.
really wanted that steak and potato meal, but you just didn't. She said one of the other ministers gave her some money to tide her over, and she said that was the hardest thing to experience with. Running out of money out of the country, I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Thanks
mm-hmm.
for sharing that story. And when we promote the show, I am definitely going to put that little headline about a Southwest horror story. We'll definitely, definitely
yes.
do that. Yes, and let's make sure and share this. All right, thank you. We'll come back to you in a minute with the weather. Evangelist Christy
okay.
Laster Andrews, good morning and welcome back to both of you guys. Were just flying all over the world last week. Yep.
Well, thank you. Thank you for accepting me back. I had not planned to miss last Sunday. But again, I did some travel. My daughter and I went to California for the weekend, and
oh,
so
nice.
I'm really grateful. I'm sad that Kim and the other passengers had to experience such a terrible time.
Yeah.
Our only issue was that it was a delay, and they blamed it on the weather. But as the captain started speaking when we were going to take off, he made a comment like, kind to one another, wear your mask, you know, at least we came to work today. So I just felt like the delay had nothing to do with weather.
The delay
was more related to, I didn't really feel like coming to work. We're short staffed, we're overworked, but we're here and we're going to make the best of it. So everybody sit back and relax. But I'm happy that Kimberly was able to make it back safely, and myself as well, and my daughter included. I was thinking this morning about a song that we sing at church from time to time. And the song says, I'll trade in my sorrows and I'll trade in my pain. I'll trade in my sorrows, I'll trade in my shame. I'll trade in my sickness, I'll trade in my pain. I'm laying it down for the joy of the Lord. And I know Kimberly wasn't trading anything in. She just wanted her money refunded and was upset
right.
in that moment. But oftentimes, you know, we experience things and we do what we have to do to make it happen, to overcome it, to get through it. But oftentimes it's the Spirit of God that is within you that helps you to be able to get through. Everyone can't handle what you've experienced in life. Some people have nervous breakdowns as a result. Some people are so stressed out, it leads to health issues as a result. But we have an opportunity to cast all of our cares upon him because he cares for us. The Bible tells us in John that the thief cometh to steal, kill, and destroy. But God has come that we may have life, and then we may have it more abundantly. So anytime we find ourselves in a difficult situation, trying to determine how to handle it, trade in your sorrow, trade in your shame, trade in your sickness, and trade in your pain, and lay it down for the joy of the Lord because he cares. So those are my thoughts this morning, if we just lean on the Lord to help us through.
Thank you. You know, you just inspired some thoughts that you're bringing right out. And I always say, I want to sit in a Bible study that you host, Evangelist, because when you just say some short message like that, and I start to think about my spiritual life. And when you were just talking, I thought about, and I don't know if it happens to you guys, but some days, like this morning, I'm here in my studio office this morning doing the show, but there are times when everything I do, there's something wrong. I'll get in the car and it will start hesitating. I'll get to the office and the door, the electronic code won't work right. I'll turn on my computer and the system is offline, and I'll put my paperwork on the table and the whole envelope, the whole folder falls on the floor and all of my notes in order for the program fall over the place. And you know what I do?
One thing after another.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Guess what I do? Mm-hmm. I stop. I just stop and I pray. And I ask God to stop all these things from happening, to clear away the confusion, the destruction, the mistakes, the errors. I ask him to clear all that out and keep that away from me and let me have a successful morning, a successful meeting. Bring me success. And guess what? Every time I do that, things calm down. Evangelist, what's going on? You're the minister. What's happening when all these things start to get in your way? And it seems like it's something is trying to stop or destroy what you're doing.
Well, Kimberly is a minister on here as well.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is. And she's got those scriptures, I tell you.
She sure does.
You know, Kimberly's one of those people I don't like to sit next to in church because she's going to probably know where all the scripture is, and then I have to go
turn
look
to it. She's going
to
quote it.
Right. Yeah, right. And I have to go to the index to try to figure out, hey, I think this is in the Old Testament. You know, she's already got it. She's got it. And it
makes, for preacher's kids,
it really embarrasses me. When somebody is next to me that reads their Bible on an hourly basis, and they can tell that I have an open mind since last Sunday, I'm telling you. But go ahead. I just had to keep it real and tell the truth. Go ahead.
You know,
while you're licking the pages, trying to turn to find the right place, dusting the Bible off, getting the dust
and
off, and she's like, "I'm already at it. Would you like
I
to
know,
share with me?"
And but, don't let no Brett, dust. You know, don't let no dust be on it.
Oh gosh! You know, oftentimes things happen in our lives as distractions. They're literally just come, and it's not sent by God, but things that come to try to get you off course. Because oftentimes there is a level of success for you to reach that day, and when we're trying to get to that level of success, even just for that day. There is an adversary that doesn't want us to win. And
but, you know, he also sends some people, not just things that mysteriously happen to throw you off track. Sometimes he sends people to distract you. And I know that I've been a victim of that over the years. Preach. Go ahead and preach. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Well, you remember with the story of I'm drawing a blank. It's going to come to me. Where he was perfect and upright before the Lord, and he had lost all that he had. Say it again.
Mm-hmm. Samson and Delilah. They sent the tempter.
Yeah, there's the Samson and Delilah story. But Job, perfect and upright.
Right.
What was the enemy doing? He was walking to and fro, looking for somebody to mess up their day. Can I paraphrase?
Yeah.
Wow.
He was looking for somebody.
Ahead.
To mess up their day, to interrupt their day, to cause them to curse God, to cause them to turn away from God. He was seeking somebody. And then even as she mentioned, as the Samson and Delilah story, the enemy will send, he knows what you like. He pays attention.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll send people to try to distract you from your purpose, from what God has planned for you. But, Michael, you're right. Pause. Stop. Lord, help me. Give me the strength to make it through this. Lord, help me to focus. I come against all distractions, all interruptions, all hindrances. And another thing I like to do is when I get up in the morning, oftentimes some people call it command your day. Some people call it daily declarations. But it's okay to get up in the morning, or whether you're on your knees, whether you're in the mirror, to speak over your day and command that's your day. Go ahead, Kimberly. You wanted to add something to that.
Yeah.
I sure did. So for me, so I forgot to tell you, they called sheriffs up. They had three New York sheriffs, Albany sheriffs. They came to the airport. They stood there while 200 people stood in line. No one argued. No one screamed. No one fought. No one threw bags or anything crazy that we've seen on television. They were calm. They finally left. I kept looking at them like, why are the sheriffs here? And I was talking to my husband. He said, they're probably waiting for somebody to go crazy. But I say this to you. Yes, all of that happened. It was anxiety. It gave me anxiety. It made me nervous. I was angry. I was afraid. However, I did pray. And I kept praying. I said, God, I need you to get me home. But I also had to remember that I'm not in control. God is in control. And when God knows what's best for you, he gives it to you. And what was best was I needed an extra day of vacation. I did. And I got an opportunity to spend time with my oldest best friend. And we, because she's a vice president out on the East Coast. So we don't get a chance to see each other as much because we both have very, very busy schedules. She was off on Tuesday, So we got a chance to spend time in her new city that she just moved to, Boston, where she took me around. Mm-hmm. I got a chance to see the ocean. I love the ocean. So I was calm. And I got a chance to have my lobster roll and my chowder. And I was happy. And I was able to get to the airport safely and get back home, and all was well. So God gave me exactly what I needed. He reminded me, you are blessed. The enemy, as you said, Christy, the enemy will come in and interrupt plans. He will look to see who he can aggravate. Michael, as you said, you know, you can be sitting there and all of a sudden stuff will start falling over. And it was the same thing. It was that day at the airport. Plans all of a sudden toppled over like dominoes because people were like, well, how do I get here and how do I get here? And God was always telling me, just be calm. We don't always listen. But if we pay attention and we pray, he will always lead us in the right way. So he reminded me how blessed I am.
Think about,
right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Think
go
about
ahead.
This, Kimberly. What did he protect you from?
Exactly.
We forget about that part, too, because the pilot may have been there somewhere, but what if he was drunk? I mean, God forbid.
Right.
You know,
oh, that's what I was going to say.
Extremely tired and couldn't stay awake.
Evangelism.
So what he protects us from with those
You got it. Exactly. You are right on it. You are right, because we don't know. God, there's something going on that we can't see. God is in control of things. And we don't know that, so we cannot jump to conclusions and think that when something happens, it's working against us, that it's not in our favor, you know.
It's working for you.
Right. If I get in my car and my car doesn't start, my first thing is, oh, no, how much money is this going to cost me? And I'm going to be late. But then I don't know, you know, some people were racing on the Southfield Freeway.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have been involved in the crash if I was on time, and because because I was stuck at home and couldn't get to work, get to the office, you know, it saved my life. So you don't know what it is now, and it could be something like you said, that you were able to spend another day, you were able to do some things. He slows you down sometimes, like the other morning when my microphone didn't work, you know, and I was like, you guys were talking. I was like, why can't this thing work? Why, you know, I just bought this thing the other day and now it's not working and all that. But guess what? He was trying to tell me, take a break, slow down. You're doing too much. You're going too fast. You're getting up too every day too much.
He was letting
and
you
he,
know that we,
yes,
we got you too.
Yes, that you
right.
That we,
exactly.
Yep, that too.
Exactly.
That, you know, I've got a great team, and don't worry, you got a great team behind you. So that thanks. That was great. That was a great message there. Look, we're gonna come do weather. Let me take a station break. When we come back, we got the latest weather right after these messages.
And now a message from jazz poet Michael Van Tool.
Hi, my name is Michael Van Tool. Let's talk for a minute. I believe in Detroit. I spent 32 years as your neighborhood banker. But now I form Michigan Ocean Strategy Group to bring three affordable business services directly to you. Number one, radio advertising and production services. Number two, customized business services and workshops. And number three, political and public relations. So call me and share your vision. My office number is 248-516-8300. But look, I can't do any of this business stuff without shining a light on our community. It's who I am. It's a part of me. There are people who desperately need our help. And there are people who work hard every day. And there are volunteers who provide resources and opportunities to those in need. You see, I believe in our community. I believe in you. And we can believe in each other. We are one, one community, one neighborhood, one city. Let's live and work together. My name is Michael Van Tool. We are all one Detroit.
If you would like to share your vision for Detroit with Michael Van Tool, call 248-516-8300.
No matter what we do, we are one. Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can outservice me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight.
All right, we are back to the Michael Van Tool Show on blogtalkradio.com. You know, I got a call about... what was it, 8 o'clock this morning, from somebody that was listening to the Praise Network this morning and said they heard that spot that I was running about We Are One, and it was a very pleasant surprise to get a call like that in the morning. They said that they really enjoyed listening to it. But guys, you know, I'm thinking about doing something in the next few years. I'm going to form an exploratory committee, and I'll go based on the recommendations, what they say. I do have a political strategist that is working with me right now. So if things look right, if things are okay, and they recommend it or they agree with it, then I'll probably do something politically. So we'll see. Let's see what happens. Speaking of politics, the Adams campaign reached out to me this week, and we will he will be joining the Sunday morning team between now and November 2nd, so stay tuned. We're going to provide a platform for candidate Anthony Adams to join us and for the Sunday morning team to talk to him, ask some questions, and see where this race is going. So it's a done deal.
All right.
Yes. The weather, what's going on, Kimberly?
So the weather, guys, we have to wear sweaters and jackets again. So today it's going to be partly cloudy with a high of 60. Yes, sweater weather.
I've got my sweater and jacket on now. Yes.
Very good. Partly cloudy today, a high of 63 and a low of 46. Tomorrow it's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 66 and a low of 48. On Tuesday, again, it will be partly cloudy with a high of 68 and a low of 51. On Wednesday, we're going to have a slight chance of rain. It will be a high of 69 and a low of 50. On Thursday, we are expected to see rain. It will be a high of 63, a low of 48. On Friday, you'll have a chance for showers again with a high only reaching 59 and a low of 47. On Saturday, it will be partly cloudy with a balmy high of 60 and a low of 47. So keep your umbrellas handy. Get your sweaters and your jackets. Fall is officially here.
Yes, it is. And I've already started wearing my sweaters and blazers again. I haven't done this in months, and it felt good. But
right.
My old standby is a sweater and blazer. And the mask now, I was already wearing scarves around my face in the wintertime. That's how I stay healthy. You know, I, like you guys, we cannot afford to get sick. You know that. There's too much riding on you, Kimberly, and Christy, and I. So I take all the precautions. I wear my scarf. Now we have our mask. I wear my sweaters, blazers, my gloves. I make sure because you start slipping, and that's when, you know, because as it gets colder, our immune systems weaken because of the cold. So we have to, you know, stay. one more thing about Anthony Adams. He will be here with us next Sunday morning on the podcast.
Oh, excellent.
So,
okay.
Yes. So we're looking forward to that. So get your questions ready. And then he will also be joining us on the Praise Network too on the 31st. So we are looking forward. The race is on, the sprint is on, the election is on November 2nd. And, so it's going down. It's going down. What is Michigan Ocean? It's radio advertising, social media marketing, it's business training, and it's customer service, and it's starting your business, and it's applying for business loans, and it's political consulting and public relations. All that is wrapped up into Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. And if you would like your company to be a sponsor of the Michael Van Tool Show, or with Missionary Humphrey, Community Highlights, and be in the driver's seat. Michigan Ocean Strategy Group produces all three programs. Your business can be connected to our programs. Call 248-516-8300. And I just want to take a moment to just say thank you to – we would not be on the podcast or the radio if it wasn't for Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, Joe Lunghammer Chevrolet and Regina the Queen of Car Loans, and Ram Insurance and Financial Services, Brenda Odom, the CEO. My thanks to those three companies, and I thank God. You know, Christy and Kimberly, radio is expensive. And the podcast is a little bit more affordable. I mean, a lot more affordable, but being on FM radio is very expensive. And I really thank God. I do. I really thank God, because it's not easy to do. It's not easy to get a company to write a $5,000, $10,000, or $15,000 check, because that's because that's what's needed to keep the Michael Van Tool Show on the air on a regular basis. So, and I know that that's God stepping in and giving me a platform, and I do not want to waste this opportunity. And that's why I try to do as much as I can to share helpful information and to have people on like you guys who mean well and are informed, professional, because people are not going to write a check if it's not right. You know what I'm saying? So
exactly.
I really appreciate you, and you all of you are so professional. Kimberly, I've seen your podcast, and you know, I love the way Evangelist Christy ministers. She's very organized and well spoken, and then Henrietta Ivy. Henrietta knows how to get her foot in the door. She knows how to get into places, and she knows who's who, and that's what it takes, you know. So I appreciate you guys. Thank you for being
Michael,
a part of the
show.
Michael,
can I interrupt you? We appreciate you.
That's where I'm going.
Okay.
You know, I appreciate you, and I know the team shares those same sentiment. I mean, it's really a great opportunity to just be able to share, whether you receive, you know, some insight from the Lord, or, you know, just an opportunity to encourage people, is really, really amazing. And Michael, I wanted to ask you, I know that yesterday was a great success, and I'm thinking that at some point you're going to do that again. Were you going to mention anything about, I know it was good. We had our men's weekend this weekend, and today is Men's Day. Yesterday was the conference. I wasn't able to get there face to face, but I wanted to touch on that.
Yes, and you know, there's some things that didn't go right, you know, but like we just talked about, a few minutes ago, you have to stop and pray, and you have to realize that, like when I first got here in the morning, the room that I had put my deposit on, the conference room, was not prepared. You know, it was supposed, the floor wasn't carpet, wasn't clean, the carpet wasn't clean, the maintenance people had not set up the room, so that was the first issue. But guess what? When it was all said and done, when I walked into my door, when I got back home yesterday evening, bottom line is I walked back in with more money than I left Saturday morning. I was thanking God all the way home. I was like, wow. I was able to help some people, but it was worth the effort. It was worth the effort. And, I'm in business to make a profit. This is not a nonprofit. I'm in business to make a profit, and we did make a profit yesterday. So I appreciate that. Thank you for doing that. But for bringing it up, and we're going to do it again. Because let me tell you guys, everybody doesn't know as much as you, Kimberly, me, or Evangelist Christie, or Henrietta Ivy. Everybody doesn't know as much as we do, and we don't even know everything. And I have customers that come up to me, the truth. I have customers that come to my office and pay me to show them how to attach video or PDFs to an email.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, everybody does not know all this stuff. We just take it for granted, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when we had to – I remember taking classes to learn how to operate a computer.
Yes, I remember that too.
They don't even have those anymore. There's no classes to learn how to – you just automatically – it's like you're supposed to just know now. You're born and you get a laptop, you know? It's like there's no training. My son doesn't even read the pamphlets when he gets something new, like a new game, a new system. He doesn't
exactly. –
he just takes it out the box and starts putting it together. A cell phone or something. You know, a friend of mine just bought a new car, a new Fiat this week. And so I said, can I stop by and see your car? She said, yeah, I'm pulling up now. Come on. So I went over and she said, get in. Let me show you. And she said, I do have one question. How do I lock the doors? And I'm a car enthusiast, so I know cars. I know brands. I know cars. I know a lot about cars. And I said, here's your lock, door lock right here. See that picture of a lock on your dashboard? I said that's your lock. You can press that and it will lock and unlock your doors. And she was so thankful. I said, have you read your manual yet? Why don't you – it's in your glove compartment. You know, one day, just open it up and go through it and read it, you know, so that you can figure out how to do this. But, yes, there's a lot of people that do not know just some of the basics. And I don't laugh at them or anything like that. You know, I encourage them to, you know, make an appointment and come in, and I can just help you with some of the basics. Now, I do more technical stuff than that, but some people just need some help. And that's who I want to attend my seminars. People who they have what it takes to get it done, but they just don't know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only thing keeping them back is they don't know. I remember when I was buying my first buying my house. It was the only house I bought. But in 1987, I was looking for a house. I didn't know nothing about buying a house. But, mm-hmm. you know, the only thing I did was I just got up and I made some calls. I started going, driving around to see what areas I like. You know, sometimes you just got to start out. You don't know what you're doing, but you just have to go and take the first step. And that's mm-hmm. what I want to do, mm-hmm. people to take the first step to help them. So thank you for bringing that up, Evangelist. One more thing before I turn it back over to you guys. Just want to mention something about Franklin Wright settlements. Franklin Wright, we did postpone our spirit of giving until the spring. I think it's going to be safer that way.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're looking forward to it. And, you know, thousands of Detroiters have benefited from the services of Franklin Wright in its 140 years. And I have the book about the history of Franklin Wright. And so many people have been helped. A lot of people that the families, we know the family names. They had their kids. And so a lot of them are grown up now. A lot of those old families in the Grosse Pointes, they were, a lot of them helped to build Franklin Wright back in the day. And that's what makes Franklin Wright still strong today, is it got a good start from some of those big industrialists back in the day that, you know, that helped to build the Motor City. And we have a great board of directors, and some of our board of directors have been on the board for decades, and they bring a wealth of knowledge and history to the board. It's really a story about Detroit. Franklin Wright is a story about Detroit, and I'm so glad that Kimberly, and I know you are too, to be a part of Franklin Wright. I'm telling you, we're a part of history now. Yes, mm-hmm. It's bigger than we think.
Yes.
And I know that I'm just proud to be able to say that I was a part of Franklin Wright, and that it's almost, I told Monique Marks when she was on the show a couple weeks ago that, you know, she's got a divine mission, and her mission
yeah.
is to help people, those who cannot afford, you know, the poor, the elderly, those who are, can't do for themselves, Franklin Wright is there. Here's the number to call, 313-579-1000 for Franklin Wright Settlement. All right. We looks like we got about 90 seconds. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Evangelist. We went on a little bit early, and so that's why it's kind of clocking out a little bit early. But thank you. God bless you today. I know you've got services you're getting ready for, right?
Absolutely. It's going to be a beautiful day. It may be a little
yeah.
chilly and sweater weather, but it's still going yeah. to be a beautiful day.
Yeah.
Yes, it will.
All right. Thank you, Kimberly. And
you're very welcome. Thank you.
You have a great day, too. God bless you both. And we miss Henrietta. We'll catch her next time. All right, Detroit, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you next Sunday right here, 9 o'clock. And don't forget, candidate Anthony Adams will be joining us and the Sunday morning team right here on blogtalkradio.com. See you next week.
Have a great week. God bless.
Whether you're buying your first home or planning for retirement, Ram Insurance and Financial Services have got you covered, literally. We're a full-service, family-owned and operated, independent insurance agency that offers all-encompassing services for our clients. Here, we work with different companies to keep you protected. We operate through holistic planning, keeping you safe through all of life's milestones, from auto, home, life, and health, business, or retirement services. It's all about you.
At Ram...
You've been listening to The Michael Van Tool Show, brought to you in part by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Build your customer base now. And the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call Johnny Hawkins, the personal injury expert, today at 248-567-9990. Thank you for listening.
Everything is gonna be alright. Hold your head up high. Look up to the sky.